This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Expensive though it may be, a lot of Americans buy organic. In fact, they spend an estimated $29 billion per year on organic food, hardly a niche enterprise.
But here's a headline that might catch your attention. There's a new study from Stanford University concluding that there's hardly any evidence at all of health benefits if you choose organic.
Here to discuss this are NPR's food correspondents, Allison Aubrey and Dan Charles. Welcome to you both.
Hey there, guys.
Nice to be here.
Okay, a lot of us assume that organic has to be better. Sounds good. Organic. How did the researchers come to the conclusion it makes no difference?
Well, basically, you can look at this and measure this in a couple of ways. You can look at food and measure nutrient content, pesticide residue, that sort of thing. Or you can follow people who are eating organic compared to those who are eating conventionally grown food. So the researchers did both of these. They combed through all of the studies that have been done with people. There were about 17 of them. One of them looked at whether children eating organic had fewer allergies. Another one looked at whether organic would reduce the incidence of foodborne illness. And when they looked at the body of evidence as a whole, they didn't see any clear effect.
I feel kind of duped. I mean, I was in a grocery store and was seriously thinking about buying organic raspberries the other day because I figured that, you know, organic, it must be better. I mean, how did this industry explode and become this big without someone at some point earlier saying, you know, we don't know that this is any better?
Okay, so the starting point of the organic industry, it's a reaction to the dependence of agriculture on chemicals. And here is a clear difference. You can measure the food. This is the other thing you look at. There are lower levels of pesticide residues on the food when you're looking at organics.
And the assumption was that organic might be better if we don't have pesticides.
Than if you're looking at conventional.
And it certainly does feel creepy to be eating a lot of tomatoes with pesticides and thinking that it's building up in your body. But go on.
But here's the question. Does that matter? Does that matter to your health? And the researchers in this study said no. Because even with conventional food, the level of the residues, the amount of pesticides on the food is so low that as far as the scientists are concerned, it probably is not going to harm you. But then there's this other part of it, that is the nutrients in the food. Is there any difference in that?
Right. And in some instances, they do document that organically grown food has more nutrients. For instance, we reported on a study that's being done at UC Davis. It's slated to last 100 years. So far, they're 10 or 15 years into it. 10 years into it, what they found, they looked at levels of antioxidants, so certain compounds. One of them is called quercetin. And they found, look, significantly higher levels of these compounds here. But what you have to remember is this is one study of one vegetable in one field.
And here's the thing. So this study we're looking at today, they took all of these studies, and there are actually lots and lots of them.
Dozens of studies.
Meta-analysis.
Exactly. Right. And they looked at the levels of nutrients in all these different foods, comparing organic to non-organic. And the problem is, yes, there is healthier food, but it doesn't break down along the lines of organic, non-organic. There's huge variation. You go into the supermarket and look at a shelf of carrots. Some of those carrots may have two or three times as much beta-carotene, that's the thing that gives you vitamin A, than another carrot. And the difference has to do with all kinds of things like what variety of carrot they grew, or what the weather was like, or when they harvested it.
Wait a minute. So organic labeling started as a way that it's supposed to be convenient for me as a consumer. I want to just make a quick choice, buy something. I'd like to pick organic, perhaps, because I think that's going to be better. It turned out to be that that was just something that companies could charge a premium for. They can charge more for that, but in the end, it's not as simple as a label. It's hard to figure out which food is the very best for you. Is that what you're
saying? Well, it actually does cost more to produce things organically.
Yeah. I mean, there are other reasons why you might want to buy organic food. And here we get to the sort of the environmental side. If you're the organic farmer, you're controlling your pests with different measures. You're rotating crops. You might be adding nutrients to the soil with different measures. You're putting compost in instead of a commercial fertilizer that you buy. So the result is you might have more diverse insect communities in your field. You might have less runoff of fertilizer into neighboring streams. And that might be more expensive. And that, you could say, is what you're buying when you pay more for organic food.
You're buying organic, you're doing good for the world, if not getting a better health benefit. You have a study that you mentioned that is going on for 100 years. Mm-hmm. We also talked about that organic doesn't have chemicals. I mean, even though we have the Stanford study, there may be reasons that someone would say, I don't want chemicals, and, you know, I'm going to wait until we get some final results. I feel better buying organic.
Well, absolutely. This body of evidence is not robust. I mean, that would be a term that scientists would use, meaning that, you know, we're asking questions that may take decades to answer. When these researchers at Stanford combed through all the literature looking at for these human trials, as I said, they found 17, and the longest one in duration was 2 years. So there's a lot more to learn, I guess we should say.
So look, I mean, it's kind of a philosophical question you're posing, because science will tell us, you know, what it can find out up to the limits of the science. But there is kind of a philosophical position that people will take. It says, I just don't like pesticides. And even though you can't show me evidence that it's going to be bad for me, I'm just not going to take that risk. And I think that is probably also, you know, one of the big factors behind the demand for organic food.
NPR's Dan Charles, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
And NPR's Allison Aubrey, thank you.
Thanks, guys.